You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.
Here.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's.
Oh, it's woke news on the Johnny B Show. Oh, man.
Maybe the last one.
No.
Might be.
No way, man.
Kathleen High School. You know where that is?
Yeah, Ray Lewis went there. It's in Lakeland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, several Kathleen High School students were arrested on Monday.
Oh, no.
Because they protested over the school's strict tardiness policy. They're mad that they have to go to class on time.
Were they on time for their protest?
Yeah, apparently they were.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, students, along with some parents and staff, made plans over the weekend to meet at 6 a.m. on Monday morning in front of the campus to voice their concerns and ask their new principal, Dara Ford Jones, to resign. They said, "We feel he treats us like inmates," said Senior Peyton Lang, "locking the building and changing the bell schedules. We'll be not even a minute late, and they put us away when we could be learning."
Hey, if you're not early, you're late, okay?
That's it.
That you need to get that attitude. I like this guy. This guy reminds me of Morgan Freeman in that movie. What was his name in the movie with the thing? With the, what was it? The Lean On Me movie?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, there's a movie that he was on. I can't think of the name of his character, but he was a principal in this inner city school in D.C., I believe, is where it was. I don't know if it was based on a true story. It may have been. But basically, he tough love type of principal at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what this guy is trying to do. He's like, "Look, man, I'm trying to help you prepare for real life. You can't just be going around all tardy, bitch."
It's weird, but it's interesting that this kid, Peyton, described it as inmates, because I kind of agree with him.
Right?
School is a prison for children, really. It truly is. It's often the only place where you'll experience violence in somebody's life. In prison, you get, you know, in the yard or whatever. I'm sure inmate friends are laughing at my lingo right now. Then the clink.
Yeah.
But in jail or prisons, you might experience violence. And other than that, school.
Yeah.
You get in fights and stuff. So, it kind of has that same sort of feel. It's based off the Prussian system of making good soldiers. That's what modern school is set up.
But you get to go home, you know, and the bell rings at the end of the day.
Sure, but for that time, you're locked down.
I mean, you could look at it like that, but I also think it's preparing you for real life. Like, people think that work is prison. A lot of people are in jobs, you know. Not everybody has the career that they want. They were out there working to pay bills. You know, you think about people going out there working at, you know, some sort of a big box store, or somebody that's working as a delivery person, or somebody that's, you know, just in a job that they can't stand, that they just, you know, I had a day job for a while there where it just got to the point where I hated going there all the time.
Right.
You know, I lasted not even 3 weeks at Derby Lane because I was like, I'm not enjoying this at all. You know, so in a way, that's kind of the same, you know, so school's not supposed to be all fun. And you know what? There's a lot of fun in high school. Like, you just have to go in with a good attitude, you know, and like make the best of it while you're there and learn while you're there. That's why you're really there. You know, try to learn some crap and then, you know, take those lessons into the real world. But you want this principal to resign because he's trying to, you know, get you guys to class on time?
Yeah, it's weird. Mr. Jones enforced a few new rules that speak to the importance of being punctual.
Yeah.
But many feel that it's too harsh. Students and staff say that if a student is more than 1 minute late, they are locked out of the building and sent to another class where they are told to wait until their next period.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I had this rule. You know you have to be on class on time.
Yeah.
You can't be diddly-daddling around.
You get. Well, I remember when I was in high school, if you were late three times, you got suspended.
Yeah. You know? Or you went to in-school suspension.
Yeah. You got in trouble.
Like, there was consequences to, your actions.
By the way, when I was in junior high school, we had corporal punishment. You got paddled for being late. Like, you would go to the dean's office, and this is for some of the old farts out there. Anybody near my age, if you're in your mid to upper 40s, you remember if you went to Middleton Junior High School, now it's a high school and they rebuilt it and it's a couple miles down the road. But if you went to Middleton Junior High School on the corner of Martin Luther King and 22nd Street in the 80s, you remember there was a dean named Mr. G was his name. I believe it was short for Gonzalez, but he was a son of a bitch, Will. This guy had a paddle that was the size of a boat oar, and he drilled holes in it so that it had more, like, speed.
Yeah.
It was
speed holes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And after he whooped that ass, he would have you autograph it. So this thing had just the sad signatures of a bunch of bad kids like myself on this thing. And you knew if you went to that office, you're getting that ass beat. And you had the fear of Mr. G's giant boat or paddle. You knew you were getting that two-hander on your big stupid ass. Now, could you imagine? And I'm not saying beating kids is right, but you're crying about having to go to a different room. It ain't like they locked the entire school. I thought that's where this story was going. I thought it was going to be the entire school was locked down. Now you have to go home. But no, you still get to go to another class until you get processed or whatever. Like, you shut up, pussies. Get to school on time. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Jackoffs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's strange. So the Polk County School District said that while the protest was peaceful, we've heard that before.
Was it not going to be peaceful over this?
I don't know. Some students were detained because of the protest disrupted the ability for the school to operate properly. Polk County Sheriff's Office confirmed that 15 students were arrested, 12 were charged with disruption of a school function and resisting officer without violence. One was charged with possession of a weapon on campus.
Unbelievable.
And two were charged with other charges. The school district also says that it is talking to people at Kathleen High School to address their concerns. And also, a Kathleen High School teacher was arrested on Monday on charges of conspiring to riot contributing to the delinquency of a minor, according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office.
What happened to the good old days when teachers were just having sex with the students?
I know. Don't you miss that? My God. Now they're conspiring to riot and all this stuff. My God.
Jesus.
Storming the principal's office, going to go sit in his desk and
we're
put their feet up
the
on
office.
It.
Office. It's a revolution.
To Morris Hill, who's been employed as a world history and African-American studies teacher for 3 years, was charged after allegedly causing a disruption Monday around 6:30 p.m. That night, 75 Polk County deputies, along with other state and local law enforcement agencies, responded to Kathleen High School when Hill and around 200 other students began blocking the school's entrance and exit and chanting about terminating the principal, Darriford Jones.
So this guy works for the principal.
Yeah.
What a jacket. And it's funny his name is Hill because it's that. That's the hill you want to die on,
apparently,
Hill. This is why you went to, a public state college or whatever, and you learned, you know, to fight for your rights and all these different principles. And this is the one you choose, the tardy principle.
It's so weird that all this uproar off of his policy of being on time
for
class.
Is there nothing else we can be protesting?
It seems like there must be other things. But, I mean, it works. I mean, it causes a disruption. We saw over the summer what they do.
So the principal got fired, huh?
Well, according to investigators, Hill, the teacher, had set up a speaker and a microphone off school property and began chanting, "Jones gotta go," into the microphone.
Wow.
Students directed back inside by school administrators and deputies jumped 6-foot fences, even punching lockers and windows.
What?
On their way back to the building, deputies say. Hill had previously posted complaints about Jones to his Facebook page after the school principal issued a cease and desist email regarding a school fundraiser violation.
Huh?
Hill, who runs the high school's Generation of Gentlemen, a club in which students learn etiquette, life skills, and professional skills and public speaking, was issued the notice on September 10th. On Sunday, September 26th, Hill sent a text message to the club's student members in reference to staging a school protest the next day. And that's where the 13 students. So this goes into a little, this is another story entirely. It sounds like this teacher's beef wasn't even really about the the school policy. It was about his cease and desist letter he got about his club.
Huh.
So this is like a completely different thing, but it's just some sort of like upheaval, mutiny going on at Kathleen High School.
Unbelievable. So this teacher wants the principal gone for a whole different reason.
But I'm sure he's just piggybacking on the fact that kids are mad about the tardy. If you have a job, right? Like, that student's job is school.
Yes.
So you can't show up late to your job or you get fired. So he's just trying to instill that idea into kids. But teachers now are kind of telling kids the opposite. That time is, I've heard that time is racist and time is a social construct.
Huh?
Dude, watch. What? I'm going to Google it. Fun game. Type in anything is racist and you'll get a result.
Oh, really?
Clocks.
I haven't heard time. I know math. I know in Oregon they don't want to teach math anymore because they said math is racist.
Yeah.
Which I still don't understand.
You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.